Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Christmas week. Topping news this morning, there's more to come. Maybe. Leaders of the House Ag Committee say Congress may need to step in with at least $10 billion more in aid for U.S. farmers. That's $10 billion beyond the $12 billion Farmer Bridge Assistance Program recently announced by the Trump administration. House Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania said the administration's program, while helpful, does not go far enough to support all sectors of agriculture, as the current package is largely aimed at row crops like corn, soybeans, and wheat, with about $1 billion set aside for other commodities. Thompson said industries like dairy, timber, and specialty crops may require further assistance to help producers secure credit and remain viable into 2026. Costello pointed to rising input costs tied to tariffs on fertilizer, machinery, and other farm goods. The U.S. Senate confirmed Julie Callahan as the next U.S. Trade Representative Chief Ag Negotiator. Her long government service, including as an assistant U.S. Trade Representative, acknowledged even by Democrats who opposed her confirmation. Top finance Democrat Ron Wyden.
Dr. Callahan is a very experienced trade negotiator.
But Wyden and other Democrats opposed to the president's tariff policies voted against her. GOP Finance Chair Mike Crapo said Ag was on board.
As reflected by the over 80 trade associations supporting her nomination.
Callahan said at her confirmation hearing she'd work hard to reopen China and not just to soybeans.
Sorghum, beef, a number of commodities, cotton across the board. But China across the board has been weaponizing agriculture.
The approval vote for Callahan was on a party line 53-43 vote. What does the understanding between the U.S. and Mexico regarding Mexico's water obligations to producers in Texas and the American Southwest mean to farmers?
Part of negotiations, updating an existing 1944 treaty between the two nations.
But then also repay that 867,000 outstanding acre feet from the last 5-year water cycle. We'll make a firm agreement from them to do both of those things under this joint statement moving forward.
Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindbergh in Texas earlier this week. The agreement centers on Mexico's repayment of a water deficit in Texas as part of the treaty. Meanwhile, both countries continue negotiating to reach a finalized agreement.
We have until January 31st to come up with an agreed-upon set of terms.
This is Inside Agriculture. We'll be right back with a check of the markets.